Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use.
Hello and welcome. This is Don Coco with you once again from Sacramento, California, and I'm reporting from Main Menu, continuing our series on Norton System Works and the different utilities that they have. I have some comments concerning Norton System Works itself today for you. Since the last program, I've done some reclassing. Fortunately, with WindowEyes, we can actually reclass custom controls and get things to work a little bit better and get them to work a little different. I've done that with Norton System Works. What we've done for the WindowEyes user, you can type insert R at the custom control, ask it to reclass the focus window, and you will be able to reclass that window to a button. And I have done that. And now my Norton System Works, when I tab across, behaves quite a bit differently. Let's take a look at it for you.
Norton System Works.
I'm going to go into the window, and I've already started up the program, so we're in the Norton System Works window here, and we can tab across and read these. Let's see what we have here.
Custom control, repair history.
See, we have repair history right there. Now, that's still a custom control. I didn't reclass that particular one right there. Didn't have to.
Custom control, options.
Options, we have options. So, in other words, if I press the space bar right here, it's going to, pull down the options menu is what it's going to do.
Button, M equals home.
Now, these ones you did have to reclass. Basically, they're all custom controls, and I did reclass them with the focus window command. So what we have is home.
Button, L equals live update.
Live update, that's L. And these, as you can see, also have keyboard equivalents. And I suppose you could memorize all these if you wanted to, and then it'll work for you.
Button, R equals rescue.
Rescue.
Hourglass.
Rescue is when you want to rescue from floppies. I think we talked about that before.
Button, O equals options.
Options.
Button, H equals help.
And help.
Button. Norton Utilities.
And Norton Utilities.
Button. B equals. Begin checkup.
Begin checkup. That's if we wanted to run the checkup.
Custom control. Repair history.
And we're back to where it says repair history. So.
Button. Norton Utilities.
We can go to Norton Utilities, and if we press the space bar on that.
Button. P equals optimized performance.
We have different utilities, and I've also reclassed these windows. See, what you have is you have window within window. In other words, you'll press one of these, and it'll bring up another list of custom controls. But with WindowEyes, now I don't know if you can do this with JFW or not. I'd like to hope so, though, because this will, if you can do this, this will make this work a lot better for you.
Button. K equals speed disk.
We have a speed disk, and I've reclassed these to buttons, as you can see.
Button. Z equals Norton Optimization Wizard.
Norton Optimization Wizard.
Button. M equals home.
And home.
Button. L equals live update.
Live update. We're back to sort of like the main type of screen here.
Button. R equals rescue.
Rescue.
Button. O equals options.
Options.
Button. H equals help.
Help.
Button. P equals optimized performance.
And we're back to where it says optimized performance.
Button. K equals speed disk.
So, as you can see, we can do that with the Norton System Works.
Zero,
and that
zero,
may
one,
be
no, two,
helpful
dialogue.
For you.
Zero, zero,
you
three,
may
seven.
Think about doing that. You may find this helpful for you to reclass the stuff to buttons. Now, I want to touch on a couple of other issues that are WindowEyes specific, and please bear with me because this stuff I didn't cover earlier, and I'd like to take time to cover it. We'll go to Norton Disk Doctor, and we'll hit return
button.
There.
Start button.
And
close.
You'll remember on the last installment that I tried to get
button.
It to scan.
D equals diagnose.
And I couldn't get it to scan, and the reason I couldn't get it to scan is when you start this up, all drives are checked by default. And I was pressing the space bar, unchecking drives when I should have actually left them checked. Now what I have done with WindowEyes, again, you can do this very handy, is I have marked the checkbox. Let's
Mode
show
selection.
You that.
List box. Select drive as to diagnose. Checked. Graphic. E. Missy. Left. Checked.
See,
graphic.
You can see they're
e.
checked.
Copy. Checked. Graphic. C. NASA.
As you can see, these are checked now, and I can uncheck them.
Unchecked. Graphic.
See, I've unchecked
C.
my C
NASA.
Drive.
Checked. Graphic. D.
Unchecked my D
graphic.
Drive.
D. Copy. Checked. Graphic.
And I'm going to leave the E drive checked because that's the one I'm going to ask it to diagnose for you to show you how this works. So let's tab over to where it says diagnose.
Button. D equals diagnose.
And this will, it's a 66 gig drive, but it's only going to take, hopefully, seconds to diagnose. Let's press the space bar on diagnose. And it's doing it right now. And in a second, we should have a result for you, and it should tell us whether everything is okay. And if all goes well, hopefully everything is okay. And we should know that any second here,
button.
As I say.
Okay.
Here we are.
Dialogue. Test results for drive E. Graphic. There are no problems. Detected on drive E. Partition table okay. Boot record. Okay. File allocation table okay. Directory structure. Okay. Lost clusters. Okay. File structure okay. Free space. Okay. Surface test. Skipped. Button. Okay. Button. D equals details. Dialogue.
Now, as you can see, you can get a more in-depth report if you want to press the details button.
Button. D equals details.
We won't do
button.
That, but you
okay.
can see that everything is
D
okay,
equals.
And that's basically how you do it. Now, let me explain to you for the WindowEyes user. Let's use the mouse pointer, and let's locate where I marked that graphic so you'll know where to do
top
this.
Top left button, button.
Let's
button.
Go to...
O equals options. But select drive as to diagnose. Unchecked. Graphic.
Now,
D.
Let's go to where it says, okay, my D drive. If you go right to the left of the D drive with the number 4 on the numpad...
Graphic.
You have a graphic there, and right to the left of that is a second graphic.
Unchecked.
And that second graphic... Or the one furthest away, the one furthest to the left, is the one that we marked. And that's how you will want to mark either check or uncheck. Don't forget to do them both, but that's how you will want to mark these. And it's helpful to be able to do that. So there you go. I wanted to show you that.
Custom control.
To let
graphic.
You know that that's...
Create a new window for each tape.
That's to let you
zero,
know that
zero,
we can do that. Now on to today's feature for you. And please thank you for bearing with me here. In today's feature, we're going to be talking about Clean Sweep, what it does and how you use it. So let's go to Clean Sweep right now.
Program book.
Clean Sweep is a very handy utility. It's good to use every once in a while.
N equals. No, N equals. Norton system.
Because what Clean Sweep does is it basically cleans your temporary folder and gets rid of all the junk that accumulates when you're surfing the web. It's a very useful utility, and I have freed up many megs using Clean Sweep.
N equals. Norton
so let's
clean
go
sweep
to
program.
It here now.
C equals. Clean Sweep, Smart Sweep,
let's
Internet
talk about
sweep.
The
C
options here. The first option, Clean Sweep, Smart Sweep, Internet Sweep. This particular option, while I will not demonstrate it today, possibly could be useful to you if you are installing ActiveX controls off the Internet. What it does is it monitors your installation of ActiveX controls. And I guess the reason you may want to do that is for some reason if you got an ActiveX control that has a virus in it or some problem like that, you may want to monitor that. So that's what this will do. If I were to start this up, it would sit in my system tray and it would log installations as I install ActiveX controls. Anyway, that's what Smart Sweep Internet Sweep will do for you. And like I said, I won't demonstrate that today,
but
just to let you know that that is a useful utility, not something you normally would want to leave on. I would say that you may only want that if you are going to do a install of ActiveX type of controls.
Equals. FastSafe Cleanup. Location
Fast
C program files Norton
Cleanup.
Norton Clean
what FastSafe Cleanup allows you to do, this is the utility that we are going to talk about today. That particular one is the one that will free all that extra garbage that's in the temporary internet folder that builds up with Windows. Windows is constantly writing to your hard drive. That's one of the, I don't know if I'd say problems, but it is one of the problems of Windows. It keeps zillions of logs. It's constantly writing. Or a lot of times you'll install programs and they won't uninstall cleanly. What happens is you'll install a program and decide, oh, I don't like this program. I'm going to uninstall the program. And you'll go to uninstall the program, and it will not uninstall cleanly. And the biggest reason for this is many times that the program is badly designed from the get-go. The author hasn't done a good enough job to make sure that the program uninstalls cleanly. And very often, garbage is left. And usually it's going to be found in your temp or temporary internet folder. This is the folder that's under the hood of Windows. Most of the time you would have no occasion to go there. But with Smart Sweep, Clean Sweep here, we can actually tell it, hey, we're going to have you sweep that folder and clean that up for us. Let's see what other options we have here.
N equals. Norton Clean Sweep. Location C program.
Then we have the main
Clean
Sweep folder, which basically is sort of like a combination of all these different Clean Sweep utilities.
R equals. Readme. Location
then we have
C
a readme, which will tell you how to work with it.
C equals. Clean Sweep, Smart Sweep, Internet Sweep.
And we're back to the Clean Sweep, Smart Sweep, Internet Sweep.
FastSafe Cleanup.
Today we're
going to
take a look at the FastSafe Cleanup. So let's hit return on that.
Start button. Menu closed. Arrow.
And we're waiting for this to come up on the screen.
UDCSFS. Taskbar. Button. C equals closed. Dialogue. Graphic. Clean sweep fast set cleanup. Minimize. Graphic. Close. 104.34 GB free on all non-removable drives. Graphic. 0.00 KB can be free on all non-removable drives. Graphic. Button. N equals clean now. Disabled. Drive information.
Since I don't
default.
Have
button. C
anything
close.
Available.
Button. S equals settings. Disabled. Button. L equals clean sweep. Disabled. Scanning internet cache. Button. H equals help. iBeam. Button. N equals clean now.
As you can see, it scans and does all kinds of things. Now I can talk. As you can see, it on my drive, when you first start it up, it'll tell you how much space it can free. It actually goes in and checks. And then you would hit the clean now button.
But
let's
C equals close.
Just tab across here and take a look at the different things that they have available. We have close.
Button. S equals settings.
Then we have settings. Let's take a look at settings, see what's under the settings menu. We're going to press the space bar there.
List view, select the types of files that you want to clean. Property sheet, fast set, clean up settings, graphic file type, schedule, select the types of files that you want to clean, category files, space occupied, checked internet cache, 1436, 10.32 MB, checked internet history, 232, 1.73 MB, checked empty recycle bin, 0.00 KB, checked temporary files, 0.00 KB, graphic, choose by checking the boxes to the left of the file types that you would like to include. Please note that the space occupied by each file is larger than its file size because for each file, the system consumes additional space, no select. Default button, OK button, cancel button, help. No selected item.
Now, as you can see, we've got quite a bit of information there. So
no selected item. Checked internet cache 1436, 10.32.
Now, you can see these are checked, and you can uncheck them. Like, if you don't want to clean the internet cache.
Checked internet history 232, 1.73 MB, 2 of 5.
You can ask it to ignore
checked
it.
Checked empty recycle bin 0.00 KB, 3 of 5.
I have nothing in my recycle bin, as you can see.
Checked temporary file 0.00 KB, 4 of 5. Checked lost cluster files 0.00 KB, 5 of 5.
Files, but we do have some
checked internet cache
stuff up at the top here.
Checked internet cache 1436, 10.32 MB, 1 of 5.
Let's see if we can do that. So
button, OK.
So we'll just tell that OK.
Button.
Anyway, that's S what settings does. And let's tap across again.
Button. L equals clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Button. H equals help.
Help.
Button. N equals clean now.
Clean now.
Button. C equals close.
And close. So
button.
We go to
N
where it says
clean
now. Now, again, I would like to advise that I have reclassed these custom controls to buttons, as we talked about earlier. So if you're a WindowEyes user, be sure to do that. And don't forget also, I might mention for WindowEyes people, be sure to save the set file when you're done. Otherwise, the changes will not save. Let's press the clean now button here. I'd like to comment on a couple of things here that I understand I didn't know about, but I've been told about, that under XP, a couple of the functions that Norton provides work differently or don't work at all. I understand that Norton WinDoctor may be a bit different under XP, so if you're running XP, please be advised that Norton WinDoctor and perhaps a couple of the other utilities either don't work, won't work for you, or work differently. I'd also like to take a moment to comment on Norton's way of uninstalling. When you install this suite of utilities, you can get yourself into some trouble because if things go wrong for you, Norton is very unforgiving, unfortunately. If you make a mistake or your machine makes a mistake, you can be in some trouble. I've seen this happen in only a couple of cases where people installed Norton and they made mistakes or the machine made mistakes or something. Make sure when you install Norton that you do it cleanly. I would not upgrade over an existing copy of Norton. I suggest that you uninstall a previous copy with your add remove first. And then I would install a fresh copy of Norton. So keep that in mind. And the reason being that if you install Norton 2003 over 2002, 2003 is different. And you're liable to run yourself into a conflict. And if you do, it's going to be difficult at best to uninstall. There is a support folder on the Norton CD, and you might be able to get some answers there, or you may have to go to Symantec.com to get answers there if you hose your system. So be very, very careful. I just want to point that out because I've only seen it happen in a couple of cases where there's been problems with Norton. Okay, our Norton clean sweep has finished now, and let's take a look at how much space it freed for us. Let's see, and I'm going to read this with my mouse pointer. Normally, it would pop up a dialog box, but since I was recording, I'd actually stop the recording because it wouldn't clear the cache. But it is now clear, and it shows like this.
Space graphic.
Space freed.
12.06 MB has been freed on all non-removable drives.
Great.
Default button OK.
And there we go.
Default button OK.
And that's all we have. So
left.
We press OK, and we are finished.
Dialogue. Graphic. Clean sweep.
Clean sweep part of
button. C equals close.
Norton.
Create a new
As
window.
You can see, it's a very helpful set of utilities. And you may want to use this on and off because you'll find it will free up all kinds of junk that just accumulates in your machine. Next time we get together, we're going to look at Norton System Doctor. Norton System Doctor makes sure that your machine is kept healthy from a hardware standpoint. And we'll take a look at the best ways of looking at Norton System Doctor next time.
Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.